Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The U.S. trade deficit jumped by more than 11% in September. That was much more than expected and means that the trade deficit is on track to be the largest ever. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. And John, I would imagine the September figures were caused at least in part by the high oil prices.
That's certainly part of it, but not all. It seems the American appetite for foreign TVs, electronics, clothing, cars, food just knows no bounds. That being said, oil and other petroleum products do account for about 42% of the steady rise in the U.S. trade deficit since 2001.
And oil prices are now coming down after the record highs after the hurricanes. So should that help the trade deficit?
It should. It should make the trade deficit look a little better, at least over the next couple months. But there are other trends that are running counter to oil prices. For example, the value of the dollar has been strengthening recently, and that makes foreign products even cheaper, more attractive for U.S. consumers. Also, American products are not selling well overseas. Exports in September were down $3 billion from the month before. Now, that's partly due to a drop in aircraft shipments because of a machinist's strike at Boeing. But the demand for American-made goods just continues to slide.
And, John, the trade deficit has been rising steadily since the beginning of this decade, for the last few years, breaking new records year after year. And economists keep saying that this is unsustainable. So how long can this go on?
Well, I put that very question to C. Fred Bergston. He's one of this city's most prominent trade experts at the Institute for International Economics. He says the trade imbalance eventually will make the value of America's currency drop. The question for him is, how fast?
There is an inevitable large decline of the dollar coming. Even if it's the smoothest and most gradual of moves, it still means important upward pressure on inflation and interest rates. If it were to go into a free fall and the total inevitable decline of 20-25% happened in a few months or even a couple of quarters, then it could be much nastier than that. Interest rates could go to double digits, for example.
And that increases borrowing costs and would slow economic growth. And most worrisome for free trade experts like Fred Bergston, it generates trade protectionist pressures in Congress. There are already moves to require more tariffs and other barriers on China to induce the Chinese to let their currency rise in value against the dollar. Earlier this week, we saw China and the U.S. sign a deal that will limit cheap clothing imports from China. That reflects more of this pressure. Coming up on Marketplace, we're looking into the finances of the crumbling newspaper market, and should the Tribune Company sell their flagship Chicago Tribune?
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.